Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. This is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about artists from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to rap, soul, hip-hop, and R&B. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you have never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Shout out to those of you who are watching on YouTube. All right, so check this out. On this episode, I want to talk about how one of the greatest female MCs, arguably the greatest female MC of all time, helped destroy hip hop. I'm talking about MC Lyte. MC Lyte, with a song, helped destroy hip hop. Actually, she didn't, but just play along with me, okay? So the other day, I'm riding in the car. It's kind of cool, so I got the windows down, and I just hit a random playlist. I try to stay on my playlist and the music that I'm listening to, a podcast, and lo and behold, this song comes on one of the playlists that I'm listening to, and the song is entitled Roughneck. And if you're familiar with the song was done by MC Lyte, and it was released back in June of 1993. Now, I know some of you weren't outside in 1993. Your boy, I was outside. I was on the campus of South Carolina State University. And when I tell you that this was a jam, this was a jam. Love the song. But what I realized in listening to this song at that particular day a couple of weeks ago is that, you know, this song really didn't go the way that it probably should have. Now, I understand, and I say this jokingly, this whole podcast is I'm saying this with a wink, if you will, when I say that she destroyed or helped destroy hip hop. So I don't want one of you little TikTok clowns or one of you little Instagram, I ain't even gonna say the word, one of you little Instagram punks to come on here and say, man, I can't believe you said she's talking about MC Lyte. MC Lyte's one of the greatest. She didn't destroy it. Relax. It's a joke, right? But she may have thrown a brick in the destruction of hip hop with this song. And I was reading up on it, and I'll read to you an excerpt of what it says about this song. It said, long before Destiny's Child attempted to get street cred by claiming they needed a soldier, or Rihanna's playfully challenging her rude boy, the original badass MC Lyte spoke up for a lot of ladies who love the thugs, the bad boys, the gangsters. The Roughneck song was the first single from her fourth album, Ain't No Other. The song was produced by Rex and Effect. You guys know them. Members Aquil Davidson and Markel Riley, younger brother of Teddy Riley, if I'm not mistaken, who built the track on a James Brown sample of The Big Payback. It was Lyte's first top 40 single in the U.S. and her fourth hit on the number one rap chart. It would also be certified gold by the RIAA, and it gave her the honor of being the first female solo rapper to get a Grammy nomination. But I want to share with you the lyrics to this song, because in this song, MC Lyte helps put a brick in the destruction of hip hop, because she's asking for a bad guy. She's asking for a word that in 1993 we did not use in hip hop, but became very popular in the subsequent years, and that is a thug. And this song is an ode to thugs. And while it is comical, and while even I'm making fun of this song in this episode, I'm being honest. Nobody made songs for thugs like that. Now, there were thugs that made songs, but And there were gangsters that made songs. But there was no song made by female artists to highlight and salute the thugs and the gangsters or the gangbangers or just the straight up bad guys in society. And that's what this song does. And she's brilliant at it. Don't get me wrong. And again, I will be the first to tell you, on the campus of South Carolina State University, I was jamming to this song. The song is catchy. The hook is catchy. And even when she dropped the video, everybody was locked in. But this song was kind of problematic, if you will. And it was a brick in the destruction of the 90s hip hop and subsequently hip hop going forward. I'll read to you verse one. And it goes as follows. I need a roughneck. I need a dude with an attitude who only needs his fingers with his food. Carl Canai's sagging, Timbo's dragging, fronting in his ride with his homeboys bragging, lying about the light, how he knocked the boots last night, but he's a roughneck, so that's all right. Triple O Baldy under the hood, making noise with the boys up to no good. CeeLo on the down low, cops come around, so roughneck front like he gotta go. Evil grin with a mouth full of gold teeth, starting beef is how he spells relief. Acting like he don't care, but all I gotta do is beep him 911 and he'll be there. Right by my side with his roughneck tactics, roughneck attitude, the roughneck bastard. That's verse one. So let's go back a little bit. Carl Canai's dragging, Timbo sagging. So now clearly she's talking about somebody from New York, because Carl Canai jeans were very, very popular from, you know, in New York City. Not as much down south. One, those jeans were really, really baggy and they were hot. And, you know, in the South, it's really kind of too hot to be wearing those jeans. Timbos, I mean, we wore Tims in the South, but not like that. I had quite a few pair of Tims, but you know, it was whatever. Fronting in his ride with his homeboys bragging, lying about the light how he knocked the boots last night. Now listen, if you're with your friends in the 90s, you may or may not, you know, lie about some type of conquest that you had the night before. Young 12 Kyle didn't get down like that, because I wasn't raised like that. You know, you don't brag about something that didn't happen. Plus, in the 90s, women would expose you. So you don't want to go around lying, especially on a college campus. If you smash, you better had really smashed. You don't want to be out here lying about smashing when you didn't smash. And so she says, evil grin with a mouth full of gold teeth, starting beef is how he spells relief. Now that right there is, you know, something that a thug could relate to. Just starting beef, starting trouble, you know, causing, being a rebel rouser, you know, causing a ruckus. Yeah, I mean, like you don't want to salute guys who get into trouble. You want to, you know, nurture a guy. You want a young man, you want to help mold him into being a nice, upstanding citizen in this great country of ours. And she said, acting like he don't care, but all I got to do is beep him 911 and he'll be there. Now, listen, let me stop there for a second. Okay. That may have flown over some of your heads because y'all don't know what a beeper is. But a beeper was the way that we kept in contact. If you had a pager, but if someone paged you 911, it's an emergency. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast. where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time.
Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes.
So she's saying, all I got to do is beep him 911 and he'll be there. Now, you really should save the 911 pages for emergency. You shouldn't just be beeping a guy just to beep him. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's move on to verse 2. I need a roughneck. I need a man that's quick and swift to pull out the spliff and get stiff. Boxer shorts, everything's fitting large, but he don't got to be large to be in charge. Pumping out and in and out, and here we go. He knows exactly how I want my flow, and that's slow. Never questioning, can he get buck wild? He got to smack it, lick it, swallow it up style. Drinking beer, sitting in his chair, hands in his pants, fiddling with his dick hairs. He's a rude boy, a ragamuff. Ready to bag another brother that he ranks not rough enough. Because if it ain't rough, it ain't right. And if it ain't rough, well, then it's all wrong for the light. I love my roughneck and ain't nothing going down or going up if my roughneck ain't in town. Close quote. There's a lot to unpack here. So, okay. She says she needs a man that's quick and swift to pull out the spliff and get stiff. Okay, let me explain that to you guys. Especially you young greenhorns, you young Thundercats. Spliff, that would be a joint, reefer, marijuana. That's what that is. And so back in the day, we called it spliff. They still call it spliff? I don't know if they still call it spliff. It may just be reefer now. I refer to it as reefers. But he don't got to be large to be in charge. Obviously, she's talking about sex here. Pumping in and out and out and in, here we go. He knows exactly how I want my flow and that slow. So she likes the slow, sensual, you know what I mean? She likes that. Never questioning, can he get buck wild? He's got to smack it, lick it, swallow it up style. Pause. I mean, smack it, flip it, rub it down. Poison had already come out 2 years prior, 1991, or 1990, excuse me. The hit song from BBD, Bell Biv DeVoe. So smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no, we know the chorus. Sitting in his pants, fiddling with his dick hairs. You know, the Al Bundy style. I mean, for those of you who are old enough to remember Al Bundy from the show Married with Children, you know, that was Al's move, you know, sitting on the couch, you know, hand in his, you know what I mean? So yeah, he's a rude boy, ragamuff. Because if it ain't rough, it ain't right. And if it ain't rough, then he's all wrong for the light. So basically, she's saying right here, if he's not rough, he's not for me. So a young 12 Kyle who was not rough in 1993 would not be for MC Light. And then she goes on to verse 3, and I'll read that. I need a roughneck. I need a man that don't snitch like a bitch, shed tears, or switch. Doing whatever he needs to do to make ends meet. But never meeting the end because he knows the street. He eats, sleep, shit, fuck, eat, sleep, shit. Then it's back to the streets to make a buck quick. Quick to bag, even though Gimme got him here. Hit him with a biz of skins and he's out of there. On the avenue, girls are passing through. Too much of a roughneck, so they ain't having you. Hard bopping, always grabbing his jock. Bragging about his tech is the wannabe roughneck. That's the kind you got to watch out for. Just to get a rep, he put a plug on the tour. Or pissing in corners, doing 80 by funeral mourners, showing little respect. Now that's a roughneck. And that concludes the song. There's even more to unpack here. She said, I don't need a man that switched like a bitch, shed tears or switch. So you can't talk to the popos. You can't talk to the police. You can't tell on people because that was considered to be a bitch made. And switch, meaning like you can't sway your hips as a man because that was considered to be feminine or gay. in the 90s. Again, it's not, we were wild in the 90s, right? he eat, sleep, shit, fuck, eat, sleep, shit. That was the pattern of the roughneck. And I think most of us do that every day, but okay. Again, this is part of her destruction of hip hop. she says, hit him with a bag of skins and he's out of there. Meaning skins, meaning she gives it up to him. Girls on the avenue passing through too much of roughneck, so they ain't having you. And what she's saying here is very key. I don't want y'all to miss this. She's saying the girls on the avenue see some of these roughnecks and they won't even look their way. But aha, MC Light, she don't care. This is what she wants. So she's checking for him. Pissing in corners, doing 80 by funeral mourners. Now, you know, there's supposed to be a slow processional when there's a death or what have you. And if you're driving past a funeral processional and you're doing 80, I mean, like, that's so disrespectful. And she ends with saying, showing little respect. Now, that's a roughneck. And she seems to give him props for being an asshole and being a thug. And again, that's how MC Light, you know, helped destroy hip hop, because she made a song specifically catering to guys that fit this mold. And trust me, in 1993, there were guys that heard this song and said, hey, I'm going to be a roughneck, or I'm going to portray some of the things that she has mentioned in this song. And so there it is. Now, one thing I will say that's interesting, that I did not know until I started doing my research on this song, when it asks, when you look and see who the writers are, MC Light is credited with being a writer, but it says this also was produced and written by Aquil Davidson and Markel Riley. Again, those are the members of the group Rex and Effect. I can't say I have a problem, but if you're an MC, you're not, nobody else is supposed to write your rhyme. So I don't know how much writing Aquil Davidson and Markel Riley did, but when you're writing your own rhymes, it's supposed to say written by MC Light. And so I'm sure they probably helped her with the concept or whatever. Ultimately, she had to rap it. But MC Light, again, is regarded by many as, if not the greatest female in hip hop, one of the greatest, one of the all time greatest. And, you know, I wanted to come on here and jokingly explain to you how, in all of her greatness, she helped destroy hip hop. Again, it's all jokes. If you can't take a joke, I don't know what to tell you, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. And be clear, I love MC Light. I love this song. I bought probably her first two or three. I did buy this album. I think I bought at least her first four albums. After that, it kind of fell off. And I'll be honest, her music kind of fell off to me after this album. This album was solid. I'll put it like this. Roughneck was probably the highlight of this album. And, you know, she's still, to me, I think she's the greatest. So do with that what you will. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday. If you'd like to contribute to the podcast financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Also, we have merch. If you'd like to purchase some 12 Kyle podcast merch, which is our main station, you can check that out. Go to the 12 Kyle podcast page, click the merch link, and there you can buy 12 Kyle podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs. We got it for the low. And if you want to follow us on social media, we're on every platform, 12 Kyle, Rap Soul Podcast, 12 Kyle Podcast as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the 12 Kyle Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media, and feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.